Thursday, the 2nd of September, Kof Beis Elul, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, the link between Tzlichus and Rosh Hashanah.
So, perhaps to start with a simple question, and that is, why do we say Tzlichus before Rosh Hashanah? We know that there is a Weltkasha, that Yom Kippur should really occur before Rosh Hashanah. And there are famous answers given to that, why we are, so to speak, asking for Slicha after we've gone through the Yom Hadin. And whatever the answers are to that question, they should equally apply to Slichas. Slichas, as the name implies, is achieving a chelik of that which the Aseres Mitzvah and that which Yom Kippur goes towards. In which case, the days before Rosh Hashanah are in question. What is the purpose of these days? In order to understand that, we perhaps need to define the purpose of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Shofar is Mitzvah Hayom, but the tachlis, the outcome of Rosh Hashanah, is to be makir and to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is why there is one word that stands out in all the tefillahs that we say. Whether it is in the Avinu Malkeinus, whether it is the Piyutim, whether it is the fact that there's only one word that halachically can invalidate your whole long musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And that's HaMelech. If you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you start Shemini Esrei again. That is the one word around which all of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah revolves. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, other than the obvious and somewhat superficial translation. So the Tfilah of Aleinu perhaps defines it best. The Tfilah says, Emes Malkeinu Efes Zulose. When we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Malkeinu, as being Emes, we don't just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel tells the truth. Emes means reality. It's much more, it's Kelel, it includes the concept of truth. But it's much more than that. Emes Malkeinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sum total of reality. And hence, Efes Zulose. Efes means non-existence. Outside Zulose, beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is nothing. Nothing and no one exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Bria, our entire existence, is completely toile. Each rega, every molecule in Malkeinu, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means that if we are being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we are trying to internalize, what we are trying to make real in our minds and in our lives, is that every moment of my existence is purely because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not just in the major areas of my life where the hakara, the recognition, is much easier, but faket, in the minutia of my life, when tiny things, when seemingly insignificant things happen, there is only one makir for everything, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more detailed our havana of Hashem's involvement in our lives, the more we turn it to the micro features of our life, the more we are being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if what we do is we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the bigger things, then that means that on a daily basis, mandakar shmei, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That hakara is what makes Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam, where Be'etzim Bria really starts Chof Hei Elul. But it was on Rosh Hashanah that Odom HaRishon was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Tefillah of Adon Olam, Azai Melech Shmoy Nikro. When was HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Melech? And as is Bakant, the Vot of Vilagon, the difference between a Melech and a Meshel, a Melech is somebody who we voluntarily place over us. There has to be an act of coronation. That's what we are doing on Rosh Hashanah. We are thinking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever present. Not just as a vague notion, as something which in Emunah inside us is clearly there, but bringing it Mikoyach HaLapoel in all areas of my life. That's what being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Being Makir. Therefore, when we get to Tfilas Chala, we understand the Haftarah as we say. It's a very long Haftarah. Chala is, as we know from the Gemara Brachos, the Makir of Tfilah in many ways. But really, in the Haftarah, there are two tefillahs. There is the tefillah when she comes to the Mishkan, and she doesn't have children, and she pours her heart out. And then there is the tefillah 3 years later, when she comes back with her child. Now, of the two, which would we assume is the model for tefillah? The Hishtabchus HaNefesh, when she pours her heart out in tefillah, or the tefillah when she comes back with her child. In actual fact, although we learn the halachas of tefillah from the first, that her lips were moving and she couldn't hear her voice and where she was standing, although we learn halachas, we learn context from Perik Aleph of Sefer Shmuel, from that first tefillah, the content, the Yud Ches Brochos, of the second tefillah, when she comes back. Why was that such a limud? She comes back to the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, with her child, and she gives over the child to Eli. Okay, fine. Why is that the makor of the content of tefillah? Because tefillah bedachkus, once we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, it's basically obvious. If I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and if Chas V'Shalom, I have a pressing, urgent need at that moment in time, so the fact that I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inevitable. But a tefillah that comes mitoch hakorah, a tefillah that incorporates all the features of the Shemoneh Esrei, i.e., bakosha, with Shevach at the beginning and Hidah at the end. Over all areas, there's a recognition of how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha extends. That's real tefillah. That is real Malchus. That is understanding that when it comes to any area of my life, to any area of Bakasha Lamashal, everything is Biyad Hashem. We are Makir the Kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hence, Slichos, the Slichos that we say before Shalom, also in Yisrael Tamei Teshuva, as opposed to Slichos that we say at any other time of the year, has the whole of Shemea Tefillah, which talks about the rule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Bria. Those Psukim, which serve as a hakdama, but we say them on even on Yom Kippur, they put into place how broad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha is. And even the Psukim of Ashrei, as we know, it's Aleph to Tes, Aleph to Tov rather, it's Aleph to Tov because it spans all of Bria. Any tefillah that is made in that way has not just a, so to speak, a poetic aspect to it, but it's teaching us the limud that in this particular tefillah we're looking at the breadth of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is or does. And the concept of Keil Melech Yeshev El Kisei Rachamim. That's where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Melech, because he is on a Kisei Rachamim for us. He does that for our benefit. Yet, at the same time as on Rosh Hashanah, we are required to internalize in detail just to what degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus exists in our lives. We are also required to understand our role in this picture. That we are the Am Hashem. That Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz, it's Bishvil Reishis, for all of those things called Reishis, which included is Klal Yisrael. The world was created for us. And that tells us both that we have an achrayus, everything around us, it's here for us. And it also tells us that we have the ability to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about it. It's not just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Melech, but that we are the people who make it happen, Kaviyachal. Azayin Melech Shmoi Nikra. Ein Melech Beloi Am. We are the Am that makes Malchus happen. And therefore, if we look in Tanakh or in Nach, where they fulfilled Rosh Hashanah. So you have both in Sefer Ezra and in Sefer Nehemiah, you have a series of psukim that describes to us what took place on Rosh Hashanah. So in Ezra they were still coming back, they still didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. In Nehemiah, although the psukim start exactly the same way, Vayigah HaChodesh HaShvi, that they came to Rosh Hashanah. So, V'chol Mevin Nishmai B'yom Echod L'Chodesh Shvi, the first day of the seventh month, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and Rosh Hashanah. So, what we find here is, first of all, Vayavorech Ezra Es Hashem Ho'elikim HaGodel Vayanu Kola'om Omein Omein Vayishtachu L'Hashem Apayim Orta. The first thing is a hakara of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and a hakara which they carried out, so to speak, the Metzias, when they bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, having internalized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, what they then do is Vayikru B'Sefer Teras Olekim Mefayrosh. And they are told, Al Tisablu V'Al Tivku Ki Boichem Kol Ha'om Kesham Mesnivrei HaTorah. They heard all the words of Torah, so they had Chalishas Adas, how are we going to fulfill it? And they are told, no, Lechu Ichlu Mashmanim Ishtu Mamtakim, you should know, Ki Chedvas Hashem Hi Mo'uzchem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's delight is your oiz, is your strength. So we see those twin features of Rosh Hashanah. We need to take the first step of understanding in detail who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and then we need to understand who we are and what we are able and required to achieve. Slichus is therefore a hachona to this hakara. Slichus takes us through, introduces us to this idea. But the real hakara takes place on Yom HaDin itself. And it's interesting to note that in one of the tefillahs that perhaps we pay the least attention to on Rosh Hashanah, we see the nafka mina between the slichas that lead up to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah itself. And that is in the beginning of Tashlich, where it's taken from Sefer Micha. Mikael Kamoicha Noisei Ovoin Voiver Al Pesh Lashesh Nachlose Lehechse Dat Apikachov Etz Chesedu Yoshev Yerachmeni Yichpesh Venisenu Besashlech Bemtzulas Yom Kol Chatoisam. We have here a restated form of the Yud Gimel Midas. The Zohar tells us that this is a parallel to the Yud Gimel Midas themselves, and the remark in Tevah Devera explains how these psukim link to the Yud Gimel Midas. But Lamaisa, it's not the Yud Gimel Midas. It is a restatement of it, and it's taken from the Novi rather than from Torah itself. And we know there's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe how to achieve the maximum out of these Yud Gimel Midas, and he said to Moshe, Kol Zman She Yisrael Chaitim, whenever Klal Yisrael are in a matzav of chait, Yasu Lefonai Kesedazeh, this is what they should do. The Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Bachamu. So we have a makor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that saying the Yud Gimel Midas that he transmitted to Moshe is what we should do in the Matzav of Chet. Yet what we say on Rosh Hashanah is not quite that. Now, it's true, the Tfilis of Tashlich are of a later origin than many of the other Tfilis that we say from the time of the Rishonim, but nevertheless, it wasn't chosen haphazardly. The Yud Gimel Midas would have been a more natural choice. The answer is that the Yud Gimel Midas that we find in Chumash are ones that were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Meaning, it was a freebie. It was a matana. It was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. Not only that, but it was given, be a say, to somebody who was uninvolved in Chetah Eger. The one person who had no connection to it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Micha says these Yud Gimel Midas mitoch a hakora of chait and a hakora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his own avoida, which means that on Rosh Hashanah it is more appropriate to say the nusach of Micha. But as soon as Rosh Hashanah is over and we get back into Slichas, or prior to Rosh Hashanah when we're saying those days of Slichas, we say the maximum to achieve tshuva. And then Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur isn't a Yom Hadin, it's not the day of Malchus. Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara, tshuva, Slicha. And therefore what we want to do is Yasu Lefonai Kaseida Zeh. That's the purpose of saying the Yud Gimel Midas on Yom Kippur, or during the time of Slichas. But on Rosh Hashanah, when we're saying the Yud Gimel Midas, the purpose is for one word, Melech. And if it comes from your own Hakara, not from a Nusach that was given, that's when it will become more real. Now, the interesting thing in all of this is that we've spoken of the idea of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we've spoken of the idea of the role of Klal Yisrael, the Achrayus and the ability. I, as an individual, haven't come into the picture. The Yochid, in fact, according to many opinions, Rosh Hashanah is not a time for individual tefillahs, for individual bakoshes. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to say that we are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's melucha. What will then happen? What about all the details? What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly in charge? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I want to be part of that melucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the details. I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu where I fit into the malchus. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to be Makir the Malchus. And that idea is echoed in the Haftarah that we say in Vayera, the episode of the Shunamis, where the Novi makes an offer to her to speak El HaMelech. And Rishonim say that this was just before Rosh Hashanah. And the Shunamis' answer is, B'soich ami anochi yesheves. I am part of the klal. So he wants to speak El HaMelech because it's Rosh Hashanah, and the appropriate answer, it would appear, is to be one of the whole. If that is the case, we can understand the Lashon of the Tor at the end of Siman Tov Resh Pei Aleph. The Torah says that we don't, even though we have a court case coming up, we don't dress in black clothing, we dress in white clothing. We eat and drink and we rejoice in Rosh Hashanah. Lefi sheyodim sheHakadosh Baruch Hu yaseh lahem neis. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform a neis for us. So stamazoi, there's a kasha yodim. We know that there will be a neis. If we're calling it a neis, then by definition, ein soichim al neis. And if for some reason it isn't a neis, and we're going to get through it, so why bother? Why bother? If it's going to happen, in other words, it's not dependent, it would appear, on my input. If you know it's yodua that there will be this outcome, then it's got nothing to do with me. The outcome is already there, milechatchil. So why am I bothering? Elamai. Rashi Shapira once explained that what the Torah is referring to is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can know, be a dia berura, that there will be a continued existence to Klal Yisrael. It's a posuk in the Torah, more than one posuk in the Torah. So that's clear. The fact that Klal Yisrael will continue to exist post Rosh Hashanah is an absolute given. The more I connect myself to the Klal, the more I see myself as part of the Klal, the more I am connected to that haftocha of sheyedim sheyasu lehem neis. And therefore, the individual is not what matters in Rosh Hashanah. The individual matters insofar as they do the avodah of being mamlech and of being makir, the role of Klal Yisrael, of the Am Hashem, because ein melech b'loy am. And what's interesting is that the middah that most applies to making me part of Klal Yisrael is the middah of Neise Ba'olim Chaveri. Rabbi Yerucham has a few mamorim on this inyan, the very beginning of Das Chochma Musa. And he calls the darga of being Neisei Ba'olim Chaveri L'mayla min hateva. He talks about the fact that in Parsha Shmos, on the Pasuk Vayar V'Sivloisam, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the suffering of Klal Yisrael, it says, Nosan Eino V'Liboi Liyos Meitzar Alehem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, observed what was happening to Klal Yisrael in Shibud Mitzrayim. But the way Rashi describes it, based on the Medrash, is that there was mamash a hisboinanus, nosan einav v'liboy. He, so to speak, reflected, he thought about it, he looked at it. Meaning, that neisa ba'olim chaveray doesn't simply mean, I feel sorry for somebody. Because this was the key for Moshe Rabbeinu to become the Goyel. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to represent all of Klal Yisrael. He was the person who was able to achieve Geulas Mitzrayim. He was Kolel, as we see in Pirkei Avos. He was the equivalent of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And it comes, the makor that we are given is that he was Neisei Ba'olim Chaveri. Therefore we understand Rabbi Yerucham calling it the Maila Melatefa. The reason being that if we understand that B'sheirish, we are all one Neshama, if we understand that we are all one from one Makor, then Neisei Ba'olim Chaveri means I am actually, in a way, going through what they're going through. The apex of this in our lives happens in Tefillah. we are told, "Hamispalel ba'al chaveri v'hut tzorech la'isa davar hu nenet chena." So it's not simply the fact that I did Yenem a teva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do me a teva. What I am doing when I'm mispalel ba'al chaveri, but I need the same thing, is saying, this is lacking in Kal Yisrael. So l'may nafka mina, if it's lacking in me or lacking in somebody else, it's the same thing. There is a chesaron in this area. So I can daven for Yenem, because I see it as the same, the apex of the midah nosa ba'olam chaveri. Of course, on a starting level, it doesn't start unless I have a sensitivity to somebody else's pain, to somebody else's tsar. But the nosan einov v'liboy means I understand that they and I are part of that same chelek, are part of that same whole. And therefore, the Mainaf Kamina, who has got the Chisorim? The Yerushalmi, in explaining V'ahavtal Recha Kamocha, uses the analogy that if you were hammering a nail into the wall, and your right hand slipped and hit your left hand rather than hitting the nail, so your left hand is now not Benakoma going to take the hammer and hit your right hand. Why? Because it'll hurt. It's part of one guf, part of one chelek. That's the second chelek. The idea of understanding that Maseich Ami Anochi Yeshevas, that's the requirement. And that comes about through being Nasei Ba'olim Chaveri, not clearly only as a result. But that is a way to see through the fact that we are individuals and bring us together into one whole. And therefore, the pasuk of Lataiva Yuvakesh Nifrod, somebody who sees the world in a gashmi way, as a world of opportunity for Taiva. So they are Nifrod. They are looking just out for themselves. And Faket, if Yenem gets there first, then I won't have it. In a gashmi world, in a world where I see the purpose as being physical, so it's a dog eat dog. It's whoever gets there first, they will get it. And forget, I don't want to help anybody else. But in a ruchni world, in a world where I'm connected to Ein Sof, so the more I do, the more everyone will have, the more it can be given, not just to me, but to everyone. Right? Ne'er le'echad, ne'er le'mea. And all of that is rooted in how I view others and how I view my tachlis in this world. And therefore, the requirement in Rosh Hashanah is to see beyond the superficial, is to look at a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seem to be manifest, where there is hest upon him. And yet think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech over every single prat, over every single nekuda of everybody's life. And similarly, to look around at a world where Klal Yisrael don't appear to be the Am HaNivchar, where Klal Yisrael don't appear to be to have a stronger connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anybody else, and yet see that connection. And to look around at all the individuals that are with me, who partsufeim, shoneis, where they look different, deiseim, shoneis, where they think differently, and still see the inherent connection between all, to understand that we together are Yodim Sheyasa Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis, and through that be Zoicha that not only the Klal will have the Neis, but that I will be part of that Klal to whom the Neis will happen.